You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, now it's time for Neutral Corner. This week we are looking at the media coverage of the upcoming Democratic Iowa primary. So this is the first of the statewide primaries and sort of caucuses that happen across the United States, held technically by both parties in the lead up to an election. But typically the incumbent party, the Republicans in this case, doesn't, you know, don't have a competitive primary, because why would you run against the sort of the incumbent? Because it's a bad look, because everyone's going to be very loyal to Trump and the Republican Party especially. And it's just generally a convention. As is with Iowa being the first in the country, again, there's no real constitutional basis for it. It's just like, well, they might as well be first. So everyone has to sort of rush over to Iowa, kiss babies, you know, knock on doors, do the old classic sort of campaigning stuff. And one thing that's been very noticeable in the last week is the surge by independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who we're all quite aware of, sort of leftish candidate for the Democrats. Ran last time, didn't get there, but looks like he has a bit of a stronger sort of ground game and just more of momentum behind him, name recognition, donors, all that stuff. Small donors, I should add. However, even though he's doing quite well in these polls, leading in a lot of them, including the sort of the average of polls, has him a couple of points up of Joe Biden. In the coverage by the sort of center leftist media, the sort of would be affiliated with, say, like the Clinton faction of the Democratic Party, they have been quite reluctant, or even, you want to talk about sort of misleading political stuff, pretty selective with their polls, or even the way they've interpreted them. Like, it's become a weird sort of joke on, you know, left Twitter that they'll have, like, and you can see it for yourself, they'll have sort of, you know, Bernie 25%, Biden 20%, Buttigieg this, or Warren and that. It'll be like no clear lead in this poll when he's clearly in the lead. But, you know, that's their biases. You can sort of expect that. But it is quite jarring when you sort of see it for yourself, as you do in this upcoming clip from MSNBC.
Just 4 days now until the Iowa caucuses. And it really is a toss-up in the Hawkeye State, 99 to 96 hours to go. The latest poll from Monmouth had five candidates in double digits, with Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders leading at just 23 and 21% respectively. Situation can get even more fluid on caucus night itself, because nearly half of respondents in this poll say they are open to switching support the night of the caucuses. And our NBC team on the ground in Iowa is hearing similar sentiment.
Undecided. Why are you undecided?
There's just so many tissues from it's really hard to know.
So when are you going to make your decision?
I don't know. I'm trying to see as many people as possible and just make my decision.
So you were Booker.
And now I'm minority.
Now
it's between Pete and Melissa.
So you think you might be convinced by your neighbors, by your friends?
Nobody will convince me. I'll have to convince myself.
Joining me now are a couple of my NBC News colleagues on the ground in 90, Iowa, Katie Turr, who gathered those voter thoughts, Ali Vitale, who's been tracking with the Biden campaign. So, Katie, those undecided voters, that's what you hear. It's the hand-wring. It's the fear of picking. It seems it's the fear of picking the wrong horse.
You know, time has come to a standstill here in Iowa, as it has for much of the country right now with impeachment. It feels like January has lasted forever. So a lot of these voters, I got to tell you, they're telling me the same thing over and over again. They like Joe Biden, but they also like Amy Klobuchar. Pete Buttigieg isn't bad. Maybe they'll consider Sanders. Oh, I like Warren, too. I mean, everybody has an opinion of who they like. The problem is they just like everybody. So I think when you look at the numbers for the undecideds, the 53% in the latest Monmouth poll that say they're undecided, or the 40% in the, sorry about that, John,
right,
New York Times poll the other day, or the 60% in the Des Moines poll, Des Moines Register poll. I mean, it is very much up in the air. You see a four-way race right now among the top contenders, Warren, Sanders, Buttigieg, and Biden. But Amy Klobuchar is at 10% right now, so she could make a play for it. Here's the thing about her voters, Chuck.
Yep.
They are really high value for both Buttigieg and Biden. So those teams are trying to target her voters specifically to make sure that they are her second choice.
Yeah. It is okay when trucks go behind you, Katie, if it's a John Deere tractor, considering this is Iowa. So we allow for any John Deere sightings there.
So, yes, that was a clip from MSNBC, which is pretty much as far left as you can get on sort of American cable news compared to like CNN or, of course, Fox. And as you heard, they're fairly sort of middle of the road critique there, not much opinion. You did see that theme though of sort of, well, they like everyone, all the Democratic voters like everyone. And I wonder if that is almost shoring up the Democratic Party for what may become quite a sort of contentious primary. You've already seen this sort of dispute between Warren, Elizabeth Warren and Sanders over whether or not he said a woman could be president. And that, you know, and we haven't even gotten to the first primary yet. So it's sort of like, who knows what's going to come after this. And you see how they cited that study, the Monmouth University study, which is like a recognized, you know, polling company. But at the same time, if you look at the averages of polls in Iowa and elsewhere, but mainly Iowa, Bernie is clearly in the lead by about the same points that Biden was leading him in this poll that MSN drew on. Yet they only drew on this one poll, which really just gives like a very skewed, you know, view of what's going on. When if they had wanted to be more honest, and I guess they didn't, they would have said, well, actually, Bernie's up in the poll of polls, and really not try to sort of like muddy it and say things like it's a four-way race when, you know, the two candidates behind Bernie and Biden are getting about like 10-15%. And it's also interesting to note, because they mentioned that one of their reporters was embedded with Biden's campaign, which is interesting that they don't have anyone embedded with Bernie's campaign. And that's probably maybe the issue of access. Maybe Bernie's camp doesn't want MSNBC snooping around, but who knows. In contrast, however, on Fox News, which is not considered a left-wing or sympathetic to left-wing opinions, they have actually been talking about how Bernie is leading. And you could debate maybe why they're doing that. But I think, partly because we're running out of time, I think it's just easy enough to just listen to the piece.
Sanders is heading into his rally tonight with some good news. According to a new New York Times poll, Sanders is peaking at a pivotal moment, consolidating support from liberals and benefiting from divisions among more moderate Democratic candidates. 25% of likely Iowa caucus goers now say Senator Sanders is their first choice. This as another poll focused on 18 to 29 year olds found that young Iowa Democrats support Sanders by a significant margin. However, poll after poll has also shown many Iowans are still figuring out who to vote for. I've been to a number of town halls and community events in the last 2-3 months, and whether it's a Buttigieg event, a Biden event, or a Klobuchar event, I cannot count how many times I've asked someone in the crowd if they are set on that candidate and then been told no, that they want to go to other events and hear from a couple of other candidates, even if they like the person that they are at the town hall or community event for. They'll say something like, I like him or her, but I still need to hear from so-and-so candidate before I make my final decision. That is Iowa for you. People want to meet candidates face-to-face. They want to hear from them directly and then decide. But that I'm not 100% sure answer is very hard to find at rallies for Bernie Sanders. Sanders supporters are enthusiastic, and once they're in, they tend to be all in, no ifs, ands, or buts. And that could matter a lot in the coming days. Remember, Sanders is one of four senators still running for president and currently sidelined by the impeachment trial. Sanders has consistently said it is his constitutional duty to be at the impeachment trial, but if he could, he would be in Iowa or New Hampshire every day right now. Sanders is hoping voters understand that. Time will tell. During the Senate impeachment trial, Sanders is expected to rely on help from surrogates like his wife, Dr. Jane Sanders, his longtime advisor, Nina Turner, Director Michael Moore, and three members of the so-called squad, Representatives Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Ocasio-Cortez has been on the trail with Sanders since she endorsed him back in October. And as the impeachment trial plays out in D.C., she's emerging as an even bigger surrogate on the ground. Last night, Ocasio-Cortez held down the fort for Senator Sanders at a University of Iowa rally. The senator phoned in from D.C. Ocasio-Cortez will be on stage with him here in Ames.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.